Now, for those who haven't been here in a little bit, my name is David Herbert. I am the new youth minister here, and I have the privilege and the honor to speak to you guys today because Dusty Delafield, our main minister, is in Egypt right now with a whole group of people. And if you don't have the internet, if you don't have Facebook, you probably don't know what's going on. So we have a few photos for you. So watch this. They're having a great time over there. I mean, I've been watching Tara West has been putting picture after picture after picture on Facebook, and I've been watching every single one of them. And it's an incredible thing that they're able to go out there and just share the love of Christ with the people over there, and to be able to help the missionaries over there with what the things that they've brought over with them. So I can't wait. I'm hoping that I can go on a trip like that too. So it looks like a lot of fun. So today we're starting a sermon series. We're starting a sermon series called Walk This Way. And if you guys look in your bulletin, usually you'll find on there, you'll find, you know, places that you can mark off and things like that. Yeah, you don't got that today. Sorry. I have scripture on there, and because today is all about my story. This is a day that you get to hear a little bit about me, why I do the things I do, why I am who I am, and just get to know me a little bit more. Does that sound good for everybody? All right. So to start off with, my name is David Herbert. I am the new youth minister here. I've been here for about 3 weeks now. I'm 42 years old, and I'm a nerd. I'm proud of it. I like video games. All right, Judah, yeah. I like video games. I like comic books. I like movies. This is who I am. I'm not ashamed of it. And, you know, but the reason that I'm here is because of my passion for Christ. There are two verses that are like life verses for me that I want to share with you. First one is found in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It'll be on the screen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. And the second is this, Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and your body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run around after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these things will be given to you as well. And here's my life verse, this verse right here, verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day brings enough trouble of its own. Pray with me. Lord, you are amazing. You are my Father. Lord, I thank you so much for just the way that you guide me in my life, just the way that you are always there with me in every step of the way, through the good, through the bad, you are always there. And Lord, I love you for that. Lord, be with us today as we just talk about me and talk about who I am and why I do this, Lord. Lord, be with everybody who's out of town, be with people that are sick today, and Lord, just let your love shine in all of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I grew up in Loveland, Ohio, and I went to Goshen Christian Academy, where my dad, Marty Herbert, was a teacher and administrator there, and my mom, Mindy Herbert, was the secretary, and my sister, Becca Herbert, went to school there as well. And while I was there, my family and I made some close friends, one that I'll talk about a little bit later on, and I lived in Loveland, Ohio until about the third grade. And a little side note here, the third grade, that's where I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I was baptized right before moving from Loveland, Ohio to Chandler, Arizona. And it was a funny story because when my dad was talking to us about baptism, funny thing is, he wasn't talking to me. Every night for a week, he would sit and talk to my sister. And he was talking to her about what it means to be baptized, what it means to give your life to Christ. And while he was talking to her, I was kind of sitting over on the side, listening. And every night he would talk to her a little bit more, go a little bit deeper into what it means to be baptized and give your life to Christ. And as the week went by, at the end of the week, he looked at my sister and said, "So, what do you think? Are you ready? Do you want to accept Christ?" And she said, "Yes." And I looked over and said, "So do I." So before we left to go to Chandler, Arizona, at Branch Hill Church of Christ, my dad baptized both me and my sister. And it's been a ride ever since. So we left here and my dad took a position in 1986 as a minister at Chandler, Arizona. Growing up as a preacher's kid, I watched my dad do everything at the church, leading worship, communion and offering meditations, to even actually being my youth minister, all the while being the main preacher of the church. So I grew up knowing all the ins and outs of the church from a very young age, knowing what it truly meant to be a minister to others and not just a preacher on a Sunday morning. And I also knew that this is not what I want to do for the rest of my life. I saw my dad and I saw the things he went through, the trials he went through, the good times and the bad. And I thought to myself, okay, it's good for him, but not me. Now, I wanted to volunteer, and I did. At every church my dad was at, kind of by default, I was the youth minister. Because that's where I gravitated to. That's where I felt I could help the most. And also because there didn't seem to be anyone else that wanted to do it. But I didn't want that for my career. So went all through junior high, went through high school in Chandler, Arizona. And as I graduated high school, I went to California. And I went to Pacific Christian College, or as it's called now, Hope International University. And I went there to be a physical therapist. They had a brand new program there that I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to be a physical therapist. And as I got there, and the main reason I went there is I had a whole bunch of scholarships to Pacific Christian College. And if you got free money, might as well go, right? So I went there. And I realized that I did not want to be a physical therapist. So as I'm there was a brand new program. There was 5 people in the class, and it was in 1996. I had never used the internet before, and our whole program was on the internet. School was in California. Our teacher lived in Iowa. And we had to email him all our assignments, and we would have class once a month. That's when he'd fly out for us. And I hated it. So I left there. I left California, and I went back home and went back to Arizona. And I'm like, you know, I want to help people. What can I do? So I went to school to be a massage therapist. And I was a massage therapist for around 10 years. All the while, at every church that my dad was at, I was, by default, their youth minister. But I didn't want that. I wanted to do this. And so here I am as a massage therapist. My dad ended up leaving the church in Arizona, going to another church, and then from there he went off to California. And with him and my mom went out there, I followed Sacramento, California. Went and found a job as a massage therapist, and guess what? I became youth minister of the church. And so God was telling me something in the back. I just didn't want to listen to it. And so as I'm in California as a massage therapist, I'm watching my dad give of himself, pour his life into others. And as I grew in my life and as I grew in my faith, I realized that I wanted more. I was ready to let God use me however he saw fit and I was ready to get out of the way. So one Sunday night, we had Sunday night services. As my dad talked about going into full-time ministry, that was his message for the day. He asked if anyone wanted to make a decision right then to go into full-time ministry. And he asked, as the songs were playing, as for an altar call, he asked if anybody would like to do that, to please come forward. And I walked forward. My dad looked at me, looked at the congregation, and told them, as he was writing this message, he didn't think that his son would be coming forward. He then looked at me again and said, "Didn't I ever tell you this is not the job that you get rich from?" Rich a different way, yes. But financially, this was not the job that he was looking at. And this is where, to me, God shows me how incredible he is. Now, as I said at the beginning of this message, my family made some close friends while we were at Goshen Christian Academy. And one of them was Brian Richard. Brian, I believe, was a junior at Goshen Christian Academy, and my dad took a vested interest in him and his relationship with Christ. So much so that when Brian graduated high school, he took his senior trip to come see us in Arizona and spent a couple weeks out there in the summer of 1988 enjoying Arizona and helping out at my dad's church, Desert Community Christian Church. Before he left that summer to begin his college career at Cincinnati Bible College and Seminary, my dad made him promise that he would spend a summer as an intern with him in Arizona before he graduated college. Brian went back to Ohio, and after going to college and having a part-time job as a youth minister, he got burnt out in ministry, and he wanted to quit. However, he had one undone promise that he needed to fulfill, and that was this internship with my dad. So in May of 1992, he flew to Chandler, Arizona to begin his 3-month study and ministry underneath my dad. To make a long story short, this internship changed his perspective, and it changed his heart. He learned the good, the bad, and the great of ministry. He learned how to take care of himself spiritually. He learned how to have fun in ministry, and more than anything, he remembered that God had called him to ministry. Now, just so you know, my dad wasn't easy on him, but he alone was used by God to keep Brian on the path of ministry. So why do I say this? Well, let's now go back to me. I had gotten to know Brian from his time as in this mentorship and this internship with my dad, and we became friends, or as much of a friendship that a 14-year-old can have with a 22-year-old. But after that internship, we really never spoke. So as I started looking for colleges from Sacramento, California, to go get my degree in youth ministry, I got a very unexpected call from Brian Richard, asking me to come out to Brazil, Indiana, where he was there as a children's minister, and he was looking for a summer intern. Now, he didn't know at the time that I was looking to go back to school to make this my life, but he told me that the reason he called and asked me was because my dad gave him an opportunity, and he wanted to pass that on to me. He wanted help because his children's ministry was growing, and the church said that he could bring someone in. I accepted, and again, I allowed God to take me where he could use me. I also allowed Brian to invest in me and pour his life and his ministry into me. Since that internship, Brian and I have stayed in touch, and as I went off to school, and he was also there and did my dad's funeral right before my senior year of college. And I remember at the funeral, Brian and two men from my dad's church pulled me aside and told me that from that point on, they would be there for me to ask questions of, to share life with. And to me, that's when Brian truly became my mentor. And from that point on, God moved me from Arizona to Indiana, to Virginia, then back to Arizona. And from ministry after ministry, some good and some so bad, that, like Brian, I had all but given up working at a church. I moved back to Arizona with nothing after my job in Virginia. And I knew I had to go to church, but I, like I said in the very beginning, I didn't want this for my career. I was burnt out. I was hurt. And God again showed me how incredible He is. I found a church to go to, and as I'm sitting there, I went there a couple times, and I'm sitting in the back, and I'm singing praises to God. And after the service, a lady that was sitting in front of me turned around and said, "You have an amazing voice. You need to be on that stage." She grabbed me by the shirt, dragged me up to the front to the worship leader, and says, "He needs to be up here." So I joined the worship team. But I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit there. So I joined the worship team, and a couple weeks go by, and the minister comes up to me and says, "Hey, our youth leaders aren't here this morning. Can you run youth for this morning?" Yeah, I can do that. So I led the youth for a Sunday morning for their Sunday school, and was going to go back to the minister the next day and say, "If you need help, I can help. I guess I can do that. But I don't want to run it." No. Well, he said, "Before you say anything, our leaders just quit. Can you run our program?" Thanks, God. So for four years, I was a volunteer youth minister at Center Stage Church, all the while working another full-time job because I don't want this for my career. After those four years, I started getting that itch again. I stopped listening to God for a while, and I said, "Okay, God, where do you want me? What do you want me to do?" And every single moment of my life, God has led me where He wants me to go. And He's made it abundantly clear what His path has been for me. And He's just waiting for me to listen. So I heard that Brian went back to Loveland, Ohio. So I'm like, "You know, Brian, you need an intern?" He's like, "I'm not sure. I don't know if we can do that here." So I kept asking him. Kind of sarcastic at first, but, you know, just kept asking him. And finally, as I'm talking to him, he said, "You know, how serious about this are you?" I said, "Well, I've already called out to Loveland, Ohio, and I have a part-time job out there if I want it. And by the way, my grandpa and my family lives out there. So guess what? I have a free place to stay." So in February of 2017, I moved back to Loveland, Ohio to do a one-year paid internship at Loveland Christian Church, doing everything from working with youth, with kids, with college, preaching, teaching men's Bible studies, leading worship, basically anything and everything that I can get my hands on. And about 6 to 7 months into that internship, God had another direction that He wanted me to go. And I was called back to Arizona, back to Center Stage Church on September 11th, 2017, to be the paid youth minister at Center Stage Church. You know, from Loveland, Ohio to Apache Junction, Arizona, and finally to here, now at Miami Town Church of Christ, I'm so grateful to be here and to be able to partner with Dusty and the elders in leading this church down the path that God has for us. And I am so looking forward to the future. So, just as I started today, I want to end with the same verses. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and your body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns. And let your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. So if that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own. And Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight. So stop trying to figure out every step of your life. Trust in the Lord to direct your paths and stop leaning on your own understanding. God's plans for you are bigger than what you can see with your own eyes. I thought I had my path down. I thought I knew where I was going, but God had a different plan for me. And God's plan is always better than ours. Be sure to listen to him and stay faithful even when you want to give up. And finally, allow someone who is more mature in faith to come into your life and lead you. Allow that person full rights into your life and your walk. Listen to them guide you and discern for you in your direction and decisions when it comes to sharing and living out your faith. We are not meant to fulfill this mission of God, of Christ alone. God has a plan for each and every one of us. And if you're open to being used by him, you will never know what or where he can take you or what you can accomplish. Pray with me. Lord, you are incredible. Just seeing the ways that you have worked in my life, Lord, I'm awestruck. Lord, as we continue with our worship today, as we continue just doing the things that we can to live our lives for you, Lord, I pray that you guide us. I pray that you bring people into our lives that can help mentor us and help guide us down your path, down your plan, Lord. Lord, show us your decisions. Show us your grace. Show us your mercy. And show us that plan that you have for our lives. Lord, we love you always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.